T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell us, please, what the expansion is all about and where will it take place?
Well, we're looking to study the expansion of our light rail system from the current terminus at the University Station on University of Buffalo South Campus all the way through Amherst along Niagara Falls Boulevard and Maple Road to the North Campus in Amherst, and then continuing on Audubon to a termination point at the 990. So that's the extent of the project. What we've got going on tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at Sweet Home Middle School on Maple Road is a public scoping meeting where we present the design concept the way it's been laid out today and ask the public for input on whatever impacts that may have to the community so we can make sure that we study those in the environmental process and in development of an environmental impact statement.
I spoke with a neighbor who was opposed to the project earlier today and said he told us that one of the concerns was noise. Another concern was traffic being even more congested during rush hour if this metro rail expansion goes through places like Kenmore Avenue. What can be done to address those concerns?
Well, that's the important part about hearing the comments from the community to see what their concerns are. Noise is one of the major parts of the environmental impact statement. We'll look at noise. We'll look at the receptors that would be around the transit expansion and to see what those noise impacts were. And obviously, any concerns about Niagara Falls Boulevard are critical to the project's success. So we do a number of different traffic studies. We do mitigation activities to look at the way traffic works in there and the way the light rail would interact with that traffic, as well as the pedestrians and how we would affect the pedestrian flow in that community relative to the current use of the pedestrian walkways, but also to drive pedestrians to the light rail system. So hearing the concerns of the public are very important so that we can go ahead and look at those and identify what those issues are and then come up with mitigating strategies for addressing any concerns that come up.
We're far away from this becoming reality, I take it.
That's correct. You know, we're in an environmental impact statement stage right now. So we did an alternatives analysis to look at a lot of different ways to better serve the towns of Amherst and Tonawanda with public transit. And we came up with the solution that we're presenting now through an environmental impact statement. But once that statement's done and we can address any of the concerns that come up to the satisfaction of the community and there's still a documented desire for the community to move forward with the project, we would then have to move into agreements to get funding for it. We'd then have to do complete design of the project and then let the construction and build the project out, which is a multi-year process that we would have to go through.
Are there alternative routes that have been bandied about in case this particular plan that you have doesn't go through?
We did look at the routes earlier through our alternatives analysis, and we did receive a lot of public feedback on those, as well as looking at things such as traffic impacts, economic development impacts, looking at the generators, such as where people are looking to go to their jobs and opportunities for ridership. And through that process, we looked at the different alignments. So where we feel we're at today is with what we call a locally preferred alternative is the best alignment to serve this community moving forward. So what we're really looking to do is say, through the studies we've done today, this is the best alignment we have. Now we'll look at what those impacts could be to the community and see if we can mitigate those impacts through the design process and through refining of how the alternatives actually developed. So I think at this point in time, this is the alignment that best serves the community based on all the studies and investment we've done to date.
What are the times and where can the people go and do they have to sign up to speak?
The meeting is at 5 p.m. at the Sweet Home Middle School. It's located on Maple Road near the intersection of Sweet Home Road in the town of Amherst. It's not a public forum where people speak. We're taking comments. We have an interactive opportunity to talk with staff, and then we will be documenting those comments. And the meeting is not the only opportunity for people to comment. We'll also be taking written comments for a period after that, as well as our website is up now, and people can go onto the website and review all the materials that have been developed to date, review the alignment. There's actually a map on the website where people can go in and put their comments in there. So there's a different number of different ways we're trying to facilitate receiving comments from the public, specifically to the environmental impacts through the scoping process.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.